a very good afternoon and welcome along to McCool Park in Ballybuffet, where, as you rightly said at the outset of the programme, PJ, this is without doubt the biggest championship match ever to be played at this venue here in Ballybuffet, with so much at stake. A place in the All-Ireland semi-final is up for grabs next Sunday afternoon against Monaghan. Monaghan, of course, came through that battle with Galway last night to top the group, and whoever wins here today, whoever wins and progresses through to the semi-final, well, Monaghan will be the opposition next Sunday at GA Head Quarters. We will know later on today, shortly after 5 o'clock, who that will be. A draw will be good enough for Tyrone. As for Donegal, they know what they have to do. They have to win here on their home patch on Championship Sunday to progress through to the All-Ireland semi-final. And they have this unbeaten record here in Ballybuffet. They're looking to continue making this a fortress. They're unbeaten in 21 matches. It was the summer of 2010 at the hands of Down was the last time that Donegal lost a championship fixture. And if we look at Tyrone, who have come here to Ballybuffet on their last two occasions in championship football, they have lost out to Donegal in 2013 and indeed in 2015 as well. So there is a lot of stake here. Donegal, the Ulster champions, Tyrone have been building momentum through the qualifying system, and indeed they've also been doing that as well through the Super 8s. As for the condition of the pitch, it's an excellent condition here in Ballybuffet. It's overcast today. There is a bit of a strong breeze cutting from the town end of the ground up into the river fun end of the ground. So somebody, of course, will have the advantage of that come the first half, and then it'll switch round for the second. It is now, what time? After 2 o'clock. 7 minutes past two on a Sunday afternoon. This game is due to start at 3:30, and I can tell you already, down below us on the terrace, which is known as the East Terrace, that's what it says in your ticket today, it's almost jam-packed at this stage, just down below us in the press area. The stand across the way is empty, but the supporters are starting to come in, and they're starting to come in as well down behind the goal at the town end of the ground. One thing is for sure that we will know come 3:30 today, there is going to be a fantastic and electric atmosphere here on Championship Sunday for this huge encounter. We will be starting our build-up just shortly after 2:30. We'll be hearing from the respective managers, Declan Bonner and Mickey Hart. We'll also hear from Hugh McFadden and Cathal McShane. Martin McHugh will be joining us to get his thoughts ahead of this game. And on co-com is Brendan Kilcoyne. Team news, as for Donegal, one change from the last day. Owen Van Gallagher not named to start. Niall O'Donnell is set to line out at number 10. That's according to the programme. But that may change. There's all sorts of rumours circulating about Owen Van Gallagher. The Donegal management told us in a press conference recently that Owen Van Gallagher is out for this game, and possibly the next one too, if Donegal make it through. But there is that hope that the Killybegs man will be starting here today against Tyrone. Sean Patton's going to be in goals. Paddy McGrath, Neil McGee and Stephen McMenamin are the fullback line. Neil McGee today, if he starts and makes an appearance, he'd take that record, the all-time record of the most championship appearances by a Donegal player. Frank McGlynn, Paul Brennan and Ryan McHugh, the halfback line. Hugh McFadden and Leo McLoone's named at midfield. Niall O'Donnell, Michael Langan and Kieran Thompson are at 10, 11 and 12. And then the front three, Owen McNeillis, Michael Murphy and Jamie Brennan. That is the Donegal 15 as per programme. Don't be surprised, however, if there is a change to that before throw-in time in around an hour and 20 minutes. As for Tyrone, as per programme, this is how they will line out. Niall Morgan in goals once again. Michael McKernan, Ronan McNamee and Hugh Pat McGeary are named as the full-back line, with Ronan McNamee seen as a doubt here. We'll have to wait and see if he's going to line out for Mickey Hart's side. Tierney McCann, Frank Burns and Peter Hart of the half-back line. Colm Cavanagh and Padraig Hamsay in midfield. The experience, Matty Donnelly with the runner Niall Sludden, and then Conor Myler as the half-forward line. Cathal McShane, Richard Donnelly and Conor McCalskey are the front three of for Tyrone. Again, as per programme, we could see a couple of tweaks to that and a couple of changes made by Tyrone manager Mickey Hart come the throw-in time. As we said, Brendan Kilcoyne's on co-commentary later on in the day. I suppose, Brendan, when we look at the team sheets, there's no major surprise, but the big question here is that everybody wants to know, will Owen Van Gallagher be lining out, or will it be a case, as what the management told us in the press area, or the press conference, that he won't be available?
Yeah, and you know, there's different rumours circulating about help the availability of Owen Bann. Obviously, it would be a massive boost to Donegal if he does take to the field and start the game. And the feeling is that he will, but we'll have to wait until half three for that. But listen, it's an intriguing tie, Yashi, and there's so many variables here. You know, you're around the town and the atmosphere is absolutely electric. So it is. I was up at the Villa Rose and it's just electric, the whole area. So it is. Everyone's asking the question, you know, what way is the game? But there are so many variables that's very difficult. Like, it's a 50-50 game, I think, you know, and it's going to, you know, there's going to be some, you know, you're going to look at the matchups, you're going to look at the kick-out strategies of both teams, there's so many different areas. And, you know, both teams will feel going into the air that they're in a good position going into the match. Tyrone had a wee stumble against Meath and they were lucky to come out of Navan, you know, really lucky to come out of Navan, but they've certainly recovered well and they're playing with a pomp again, with that Tyrone pomp. But Donegal are Ulster champions. They're going in full of confidence. The team will have no fear coming up against Tyrone today. So listen, roll on half three.
Yeah, just one question before we go back to the studio then. Who has the advantage here today? Is it Donegal who are playing in Ballybuffet, or is it Tyrone who know that they need, at the very least, a draw to progress?
Yeah, you know, listen, they need a draw, and some people may argue that they're a point up before the ball is thrown in any case kind of thing. Donegal home advantage here in McCool Park. The lads, the Donegal lads, are so proud of protecting the record here in McCool Park. Now, listen, it does make a big difference. They're familiar with the dressing rooms. They're familiar with the services around this area, so they are. Tyrone won't like coming here. They may say that it doesn't bother them, but they won't like coming up here today because, you know, the dressing rooms there are tight. They won't get much space. There's going to be an electric atmosphere. But, you know, this is what championship football really should be about, kind of thing. You're looking at an All-Ireland quarter-final, both teams with an opportunity to play Monaghan in an All-Ireland semi-final next week. It's absolutely massive. And, you know, both teams are here in merit. They deserve to be here, and they'll fancy their chances.
Okay, Brendan, we will, of course, speak more later on in the programme as we continue to look ahead to this encounter. It is Donegal against Tyrone in the last of the group matches in Group 2 of the All-Ireland Super 8 Series, with the winner here today set to go through to the All-Ireland semi-final to play Monaghan next Sunday at Croke Park. It's going to be an interesting, it's going to be an exciting, it's going to be an enthralling afternoon here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And join us as we continue on our build-up after 2:30 very, very soon on the programme.